SCP-1762, Where the Dragons Went. Fantasy is one of our most pervasive fictional genres, as it has integrated itself into movies, video games, books, comics, and any other medium of entertainment. For thousands of years, people have enjoyed telling tales of fantastical worlds and mythical creatures, entertaining and amusing one another with things beyond our own existence. Although we often write off any sort of belief in fantasy to the whimsies of children, the eccentric, or of ancient unenlightened civilizations, SCP-1762 is about belief in the fantastical. 1762 is one of the sadder articles on the site, as it shows a tragedy that the Foundation was helpless to prevent, and ultimately a loss of innocence. SCP-1762 is a small cardboard box, spray-painted silver on the outside and inside, with the words, "Here be dragons," written on the side of it, with a black marker. The box is normally empty, but occasionally will open by itself, billowing out a large amount of black smoke. During this period, a number of small animate creatures will emerge from the box, ranging from 50 to over 400. These creatures resemble dragons, both Eastern and Western designs, but are made from origami paper in forms similar to origami models. They are each capable of flight, reaching speeds up to 15 kilometers per hour, and will fly around in groups, interacting playfully with each other and anyone nearby. After 2 to 3 hours, the dragons will fly back into the box, which emits smoke once again, ending with the box closing itself. Occasionally, at this point, a message will appear on top of the box, but the Foundation has been unsuccessful in transmitting any messages to the box or its denizens. 1762 entered Foundation custody sometime around 2004, and when the box first opened itself, a message was left on top of it. I think it's best if I simply read some of these messages in their entirety. The first message read, "You have found us. Thank you. It has been so long since we last saw each other, friends. The peace has been upheld. The giants and behemoths have kept their word and have not caused any trouble since you last came and gave the order. We missed your company. How has your family been? Do you still know how to work your room? You are welcome to visit anytime." Clearly, the message is addressed to someone other than the Foundation, as the Foundation has no idea how to respond, and there's no details as to who the previous owner of the box was. The second message the box sent read, "It's strange to see how much your world has changed. It is even stranger to see how we now appear in this place. In fantasy, we are much bigger. Or maybe you've grown taller. Fantasy is still the same. We hope you can visit us like you used to. Though our room is as grand as ever, it appears yours has shrunken. We do not understand. The rooms were supposed to be maintained, as was our agreement. Please restore the belief." It would seem that the denizens of the box hail from another world, or dimension, they call fantasy, and the forms we see come out of the box are not their true forms. Also, there are apparently two rooms through which interactions between the two worlds were done, and although theirs is grand, ours is shrunken, much like their form. They tell the Foundation to restore the belief, but without further details and with no way to return communications, the Foundation leaves the box to sit. Sometime later, the box opens, but only 20 creatures come out and do not fly around. The message on the box read, "Friends, we apologize for our few numbers. We have had to remain in fantasy for quite some time. The others are growing impatient. We are trying to keep the peace, but please, for all of our happiness, repair the room quickly. We know you are trying. Your family is the most imaginative of us all. At this point, we're left with far more questions than answers, such as who are the others, what is the room, and what exactly do they mean by our family? Unfortunately, things get worse from here. Some more time passes, until the box opens and only 10 creatures come out, along with 3 balls of yellow, crumpled construction paper. These balls shook violently for a few seconds before stopping, and the creatures picked them up and put them back in the box. The message read, "The giants were foolish. Your room was not ready to accept them yet. We're sorry, friends. We hope that we can still see you, but time is growing short for our happiness." Apparently, those 3 balls were giants of some kind, but they were unable to manifest in our world for some reason. Things begin to sound dire. The next time, only 5 creatures emerge, carrying a document with them. They leave it on the floor and return to the box. The document reads, "Tensions are rising. Fantasy is becoming darker. We, the serpents and the hybrids, are furiously trying to hold them back, but the giants and elves wish to strike and make an entrance. They say that your family has grown stupid and ignorant. We hope this untrue. It would sadden us all greatly to know that you have forgot." We get mentions of a couple new entities, hybrids and elves, and it seems the giants and elves are far more aggressive than the dragons and hybrids. Their world is growing darker, tensions are rising, and it all seems to be because of us. Although the Foundation still has no idea what exactly is happening and how to fix it. Next, a single crumpled dragon emerges from the box, with torn wings, and it collapses on the floor after only a minute, at which point it rapidly unfolded, with 3 words written on it. "War. Goodbye, friends." 2 hours later, the box opened and flames erupted out of it, with sounds of distant roaring being heard. Large amounts of torn paper and crumpled balls were ejected from the box, along with some damaged paper dragons that were quickly considered to be deceased. This continues for 6 weeks, until the amount of paper emitted from the box started to decrease, and eventually stopped. The box then remained closed and inactive for 7 months. At that time, another document was found inside the box, stained with blood, reading, "Are you still out there, friends? We miss you dearly. Fantasy is no longer safe. Our haven, your beautiful creation, is gone. The giants are dead. The centaurs are dead. The birds have fled. We are going to bury your room. We cannot risk hurting you. This is our goodbye. Maybe one day your family can build another room. This may be a hollow hope, but we will cherish this thought. Apparently, we are responsible for creating their haven somehow, but now it's gone, along with the giants, centaurs, and birds. It's still entirely unclear what happened to their world, but they're going to bury their room that connects to ours, so that whatever went to war with them can't hurt us. They hold out hope that one day we will restore the connection to their world. 1 hour after this message was found, the box began to shake and emit smoke, followed by it collapsing with small burn holes throughout. The words, "Here be dragons," were burned away. Sometime later, one final message was produced by the box, written on a scroll showing a mountainous landscape with a single winged dragon flying away. The message reads, "Master says that we won't see you again. We are sad. So are the remaining others. We once filled each other's heads with dreams and goals. It is so sad that we cannot share them any longer. Master says we have to go. He says that he will make us a new fantasy. He says you cannot be a part of it. We are sad. We love you. We will not forget you. We are scared. Will you forget us? After removal of this document, the box began to leak salt water, and it quickly restored itself to its original condition, although the words on it now read, "Here were dragons." After some time passed with no further activity, SCP-1762 was declared neutralized and was kept in a researcher's office for commemorative purposes. 8 years go by with no activity, until suddenly the box began emitting purple smoke, dislodging a single purple crystal and a leather-bound book. The book is titled Beasts of the Old Letters and appears to be written by an explorer that observed the other world both before and after the war, although they are not sure what happened either. The book details a large number of the inhabitants of the other world, such as the Alafox, a two-headed bird with rainbow feathers, or the Note people of the eastern plains of Darius, made of living music. After expelling the book and the crystal, the box emitted smoke for 40 minutes, before finally crumbling to dust. The crystal had the words, "One last time," carved into it. At this point, you might or might not need an explanation for SCP-1762, but I'll provide one either way. Centuries before the events described in this video, a connection was made between the world of fantasy and our world, back when belief and acceptance of the fantastical was much stronger. Two grand rooms were constructed to function as a bridge between the worlds, and both sides could freely interact with the other through them. As time passed, however, humanity's belief in things like dragons, giants, and elves passed from fact into fiction. The form of our room and the creatures that passed through it changed to reflect our failing belief and became paper thin. The room shrunk down to a humble cardboard box, and the dragons showed up in our world as nothing more than origami figures. It seems our lack of belief began to directly impact their world, and things began to crumble. Despite this, however, their room never changed, as they never lost their belief in us. People come to the SCP universe in many different ways, and for many different reasons. Some enjoy the dark homages to Lovecraft and cosmic horror. Others find it through survival horror video games. And some enjoy the more lighthearted and comedic side of SCP. It's likely that not many discover the SCP Wiki because of its touching, emotional articles, but they exist nonetheless. Although the SCP Foundation was ultimately ineffectual in doing anything about the fate of SCP-1762, as they can't change the world into believing in fantasy, maybe a time will eventually come when the dragons come back.